Hey, welcome back to the show. How would it feel if you were able to stop worrying about your relationship or whether or not the person that you like is going to text you back? And instead, you were fully in your power and you felt grounded and safe in your nervous system. And from that place, you become more magnetic as a result. And how would it feel to say no and set boundaries without guilt? What would you be able to do with all of that time and energy that you'd get back? How would it feel to have a regulated nervous system so that you didn't get swept out to sea and overthinking and worrying about worst-case scenarios? And what if you knew how to bring yourself down from a trigger, and instead of being reactive, you knew how to respond calmly and intentionally? That is just a small fraction of what you would learn when you join my new program, Secure. And if you've heard me speak of alchemy in the past, think of this as the latest and more upgraded version of that program. This program will show you how to have the kind of relationship that is deep, mature, passionate, and built on a sturdy foundation of ownership, communication, and realness. So whether you're dating or in a relationship, you'll learn vital attachment tools and strategies to work towards being secure. You'll also learn how to engage with other attachment styles of the people that you're in relationship with or dating. You'll learn to unlock your self-expression, your confidence, your authenticity. No more hiding or holding back who you are in the world or playing small. You're going to learn how to overcome self-doubt, go after what you really want, and be who you're meant to be. And through it all, you'll be guided through deep nervous system work to rewire old patterns, create lasting change, and step into your best life. And yes, this is a live group program, and it is a small group so that you're getting individualized and personalized support from me directly. I will know exactly what your relationship patterns are, what you need support with, and I will be providing you with unique integration tools so that you know what to work on. And if the thought of group work makes you feel a little uncomfortable, then consider that there might actually be a very helpful and healing edge in that for you. Part of unlocking self-confidence and self-expression is about learning to do this work in relationship, and that's what the group environment sets up. If you've never done anything like this, it can bring up feelings of uncertainty, and that's normal. But if there's a part of your being that feels like this might be the right program for you, then send me a message on Instagram or email that says, "Learn more about Secure." And we'll have a conversation, and I'm happy to hear you out for all of your thoughts, your questions, and your needs. And if you do join, you'll receive a major discount because you came from the podcast. So it's really important to send me that phrase, which says, again, "Learn more about Secure," on Instagram or on email. I look forward to speaking with some of you about Secure, and now enjoy the episode. Welcome to the Creating Conscious Relationships podcast with your host, Janelle Annette. On this podcast, you're going to be receiving my best teachings, tools, and practices so that you can create a conscious relationship from the inside out. So whether you're single, in a long-term relationship, married, or going through a breakup, you're going to find everything that you need here to help your relationships thrive. Okay, welcome back for another episode. So today's episode, we're going to be covering why that may have been that you tend to change around certain genders or certain kinds of people, and how when you discover why that change happens, you can actually unlock major healing and empowerment within your own relationship to self and just really how you hold yourself in the world. We're going to be talking about projections, where they developed, what they are, how they show up now, and how you can actually use the concept of projections to grow. And that'll make sense how it ties into the tendency to hide or change or retract even potentially around certain kinds of people. We're going to talk about pedestaling, how you might be unconsciously holding people up on a pedestal, either above you or sometimes even below you, and how that can be an influence of why your behavior changes. And we'll also talk about your own relationship to yourself, to masculine and feminine energy, and if you are a feminine being, how you might find that the rejection or the repression of your own inner feminine might be attributing to some of those dynamics. So before we get into it, we're going to chat a little bit about my program Alchemy, because alchemy is really the in-depth exploration that we must go through to understand the complex layers of our mind and how all of that forms the way in which we relate to other people. So it's a lot of inner work and self-discovery and ultimately decoding the relationship that you have with yourself and understanding how that actually shows up in all of your other relationships. So this podcast is called Creating Conscious Relationships, which is ultimately about knowing yourself and having that deep, connected, conscious relationship with yourself so that it can transfer out into your other relationships. And alchemy is really how we actually do that. And it's not just taking in purely more information. Yes, there's teachings and theories to help you prepare, but it's actually integrative work. It's work that becomes real change in your life. It's mirrors that you can't really see or get when you're just trying to do these things on your own, because you're not being held up to as much of an introspective light as you can be when you're being seen and witnessed by other people. Alchemy is 6 years of study, all packaged into this wonderful 3-month container where you're getting interactive live calls, modules, toolbox, resources to help you in so many different ways. It's all situation dependent resources. So there's a conscious relationship toolkit, practices you can do with your partner if you are in a relationship or for your future relationship. There's a conscious dating toolkit so that you can really understand what are some of the things that you can be doing within dating to ensure that you're calling in the right kind of partner and that you're showing up as your most authentic self. There's also an entire other toolbox full of resources like big emotion soothing meditations, embodiment practices, processing anger, processing sadness, dream work. Like, it's just endless the amount of things that are in here. And it's a living library, meaning I'm constantly updating it. So that is just a little tidbit of what we actually cover in alchemy. Most of the magic is happening on the live calls where we're doing those integrative exercises. And I'm helping you step into a version of yourself that you maybe don't normally let the world see. So it's integrative because you're actually practicing those things with people while you're being seen and witnessed and getting that direct, clear, and feedback as to where you could be showing up more authentically and fully, and also connecting to your own inner healer and guide and becoming empowered and knowing that you actually hold the answers that you seek. So this isn't about anyone telling you how you should be behaving or what choices you should be making. It's about reconnecting to your full self so that you can feel more clear, making confident decisions, dating, relationships, how to really show up, how to set boundaries, how to bring all parts of you forward, how to be more vulnerable, how to be more true, and really just everything that we need in life to relate. And everything is a relationship. When I talk about creating conscious relationships, yes, there's the nice romantic relationship side of that, but ultimately everything is a relationship. We relate to nature, our careers, other people around us, friends, family, right? Just everything. So it's really about how your internal relationship is mirrored in the external world and how we can heal from the inside so that our external world mirrors back all that healing that we've done internally. So that's alchemy. If you want more information, send me a DM saying information for alchemy, and I will give you more info and we can start the process of figuring out if you're a fit or not for this work. And I only take those who are a fit. So that's how you can reach out to me. That's how we can get this started. And if you are not a fit, I will simply recommend you other resources so that you can be supported and held in your journey going forward. So without further ado, let's jump into the episode. So we're chatting today about why you might change around different kinds of people or perhaps different genders. So just as an example, it's fairly common with a lot of the women that I work with that when they're around people that they're attracted to, there tends to be this sudden change in their behavior and how they express themselves. And one of the common ways that shows up, I'm not saying this is all the time how it is, but is by being a little bit retracted or playing a bit small and not actually fully speaking up. Maybe that's speaking up for the things you want or need, or perhaps that's just not being as maybe humorous as you normally are, or joyful or expressive or opinionated. Right? So all these different ways that we might hold back who we are and repress who we are even further. And there's a lot of usually confusion and curiosity as to why does this happen with certain people? And it's not always who you're attracted to. That's just, again, a common example. It could be certain people that just make you feel more intimidated than others, and you're not fully sure why, but you can tell that around them, you struggle to be your authentic self. So this is so important to explore, because in every moment that you hide and you choose to not show your emotion, your opinion, maybe set a boundary, and just, you know, ultimately yourself, it's an invitation to dig deeper and understand why. Because it's mirroring something really deep within you that's not being fully seen or addressed. And this is an opportunity for you to get curious. And there's a lot of magic that happens within that. So whenever we're trying to understand our psyche or our mind on a deeper level, we look to what's happening in the external world and we work backwards from there, right? So this example, or this tendency to maybe retract or to hide or to pull back around certain kinds of people, there's something that's trying to be shown there. There's a lesson for you. And once you understand that, you can get curious, dig deeper, understand why is that happening? What's really going on at a deeper level? And then over time, you can challenge yourself to actually take action towards embodying more of your truth and working against that pattern so that you can connect fully to yourself and to other people and be empowered in every situation. So let's talk a little bit about how this is formed. One of the biggest things is just trying to understand, what does that person represent to you? Okay, so we'll work with the example of noticing that your behavior changes around someone you're attracted to. First of all, who you're attracted to is usually part of a pattern, right? You're usually attracted to similar kinds of people. And at first, this might not seem that obvious, but there's usually some pretty clear indicators that, especially after I work with somebody, they can really begin to see that there's a commonality in who they're attracted to. And one of the ways you can look at this is the characteristics. So it's not really at all about how they look, right? It's not about what they do for work. It's not about these external things. It's really about their characteristics and the energy that they bring. And sometimes this is clear right away, and sometimes this doesn't become exposed until you've maybe reached a point of conflict or something intense happening. But either way, there's commonalities in the characteristics and the traits of people that you are attracted to. So if you notice that your behavior changes around people that you're attracted to, you can get curious who that person might represent to you. Is there somebody from your past that there's a lot of maybe unfinished business with, or maybe you just had an intense relationship with, or perhaps a caregiver that resembles the person that you are attracted to? What we start to uncover in this work is that we are projecting our past onto people in the present. So whenever there's this indication of, okay, something's going on deeper in my psyche because I'm suddenly changing who I am and how I express around this person, we have to understand that we're not actually seeing that person for who they are. We're seeing that person as somebody from our past. So when we have that information, we can then understand, okay, why is this happening? And what is my mind perhaps trying to protect me from? So again, if you had some kind of unfinished business with this person from your past, it's usually found in your caregivers. It's not always, but that's a good place to look. You can then become to know what was going on at that time, back in maybe your childhood or earlier on in your life, and what were you trying to protect yourself from? Did you do the same thing around this person? Did you hold yourself back and not show up fully, right? And there's so many ways we can change our behavior around different people. And in a sense, we all are all the time with everybody, but those changes are usually somewhat minuscule. And the more that we come to know ourselves, the more solid our sense of self can be with everybody, no matter who's around. You know, another way that you might even see that your behavior shifts is that you maybe hold back your silliness or your fun and you get really serious, right? And maybe that mirrors something that you experienced or a dynamic that you experienced with somebody when you were growing up. Another way could be maybe like suddenly you felt like you needed to prove yourself or talk about all of your achievements and all the things that were going well, because maybe that person represents somebody who you had to perform for. You felt like that was what you needed to be or who you needed to be to get love, right? So just using a bunch of different examples here to help you understand how projections from the past might be showing up with these people. And again, those characteristics are usually very similar. So that person from the past will likely have very similar characteristics to whoever you are changing your behavior around now. And when it comes to retracting or playing small, usually there's a dynamic of having that person up on a pedestal. So you might be interpreting them as better than, even though that's not true. There's a part of your mind that is kind of always trying to assess where people belong in relationship to you, right? So again, that can be a mirror of something that went on in your past, and also just highlighting a level of insecurity or fear that might have been birthed from whatever that early childhood relationship or dynamic was, or whoever this person was to you that you're seeing this pattern come up with today. A lot of the time when we do have somebody up on a pedestal, again, that is clearly representing a authority projection, right? So again, I'll mostly just reference that because I'm talking about retracting around people or feeling less than, but know this can also go the other way where you feel maybe even better than, and you're looking down on people, and that can be a different dynamic that's playing out as well. So let's talk about how this issue impacts you in a deeper way, especially along the lines of being attracted to somebody and not feeling like you can be your true self. That's, you know, problematic. That really just says I'm not able or open or available to fully connect with somebody because part of me is feeling scared or fearful or is unable to see what the situation actually is, right? So whenever that is happening, there's also going to be probably misinterpretations of what they say or do, especially if you're projecting a relationship where there was a lot of pain onto them. You could interpret everything that that person that you're attracted to says or does in a way of harm or potential danger, right? So there might be these really strong defense mechanisms or these survival mechanisms that come up that prevent you from being able to fully connect. And it can also push us into just being disempowered, you know, people pleasing, approval seeking, just shape shifting who we are ultimately, and not being able to make decisions that are for ourselves because we're so stuck in either wanting their approval or wanting to feel safe around them, wanting their validation. And again, whatever it is you might have wanted in the past with that person from the past. And what's on the other side of this pattern is really just being free. Being free to be yourself in all areas of life and actually being able to cultivate really deep, fun, fulfilling relationships. Just being able to be totally authentic, whether that means singing weird songs or making up silly jokes, just being weird or unique or whatever it is that you want to be and actually connecting from that point. We all know people that are just deeply authentic and really themselves in every moment. And they kind of have this energy of like, I don't really give a shit what you think. I'm just me no matter what. And those people are very attractive typically. They can be polarizing. They can repel a lot of people and attract certain people, but that's always a win-win because we want to attract the people that are meant for us. And it's okay to repel people that are not meant for us. Right? So I'm sure there's somebody you could think of in your life that just maintains this sense of authenticity and truth in everything that they do. And you can be like, oh, wow, I want to be free like that person. I want to be expressive like that person. Right? So just really understanding that. And if you've ever felt that, that's again, a clear indicator that there's part of you who is craving to be more self-expressed, to be more free, and ultimately to just connect deeper. So how you can begin working through this is just to ask yourself simple questions. If you have somebody in mind that you typically change around, or if there are those common characteristics of maybe a few people and you can connect the dots as to what might be going on between all of them that is causing this internal reaction, or what is similar, I should say, in all of them that causes this reaction for you. So those questions are, who does this person represent to me? And then another one is, what aspect of myself is afraid of being seen, right? What part of me am I hiding? So if I'm hiding my joy, why does that actually feel scary for me, right? And if we connect to who that person might represent to you, what aspect that you're hiding, and then what that fear is, or what the fear is in showing that part of you, then you can understand this really full picture. And from there, it is that you have the key and the information to create resolution and to heal at the root of wherever this developed. And maybe you can identify that there's multiple aspects of yourself that is afraid of being seen. So working with each of those and getting clear on What is the fear of being seen in this way, right? What do I think might happen? Is there a fear of if I show my joy and my excitement, I'll be pushed away? I'll be told to settle down and quiet down. I'll be rejected, right? And if that's it, then you can understand that underneath that, there's this really deep need to feel validated and connected in joy and in fun, right? So what you actually need is to be able to bring that part of you forward, but your defense mechanisms are going to hide that part of you because somewhere along the way you learned it wasn't safe to bring that part of you forward. And I was just using joy as an example. There can be so many different ways in which you hide and retract. So hopefully all those dots can connect for you. And of course, the biggest way to work through this is to actually join a container where you can practice bringing forward those parts of you. So inside of Alchemy, which is, again, that 90-day program, we're actually doing those interactive practices. And I'm not just going to tell you to, hey, start embodying that part of you and that's it. I'm actually going to give you a very specific guided exercise that's going to help you really connect to what parts of yourself you're holding back, why that really is, and then going to the deepest root to create resolution. When we understand the root and the origin point of our traumas and of our defense mechanisms, we can actually heal. We can create that resolution. We can give ourselves what we needed back then today, right? So we can heal and we can go forward and integrate and make change and actual lasting change. So as I mentioned at the beginning of the episode, you can DM me information for Alchemy, and then I can give you details from there if you are curious. All right, that is all for this week. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button, leave a rating, leave a review, and if you'd like, you can even post on your social media and tag me and let me know what was one of the most impactful takeaways from the episode today. And we'll see you next week for another episode of Creating Conscious Relationships.